trade it, or even sell it to us and walk away with a check. All those are options. So anything with gold, diamonds, and gemstones, platinum, come bring it to Marguerite's. Let us show it to you, and we'll give you a free idea.
Do you have what it takes to beat the chicken at tic-tac-toe?
What the clock?
Then come into Wind Creek Montgomery Sundays through Thursdays between March 3rd and March 30th, earn 100 base points, and you'll get to battle the chicken for a chance at $250 cash. Your entries will also qualify you for the grand prize drawing on March 30th, when you could win a share of $25,000 cash. So don't be a chicken. Come in and beat the chicken. Only at Wind Creek Montgomery.
What the clock?
May I help you?
Well, howdy. I'm Bill the Electrician. Come to wire up your new air compressors.
Oh, well, okay. Never seen an electrician pull up in a camo Jeep with deer antlers on the front.
Yeah, that 3 points of beauty, ain't it?
No matter what your electrician is driving, make sure it says Crosby Electric on the side. Crosby Electricians will take care of your electrical issues professionally and for a reasonable price.
Bill, you sure you know how to design these circuits?
Well, of course. And if I do get stuck, I got a secret weapon.
Oh, yeah?
YouTube.
Oh, boy.
Crosby Electric has been serving this area for over 50 years. We have the experience to do your job correctly.
Okay, let's try out these new air compressors.
Bill, you blew up my new compressors.
Yeah, sorry about that. Here, take my Jeep. It's yours.
What?
I'll just keep the horns, if that's okay.
Protect your property and yourself. Always call the experts at Crosby Electric or visit us at CrosbyElectric.com.
And now a star is born. On February 22nd, 1962, the world welcomed little baby crocodile hunter Steve Irwin.
Oh, I can see his head. Oh, he's a big one. Crocky, he's a beauty.
Steve Irwin, a star is born.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's five.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Joy Piazza. Singer R. Kelly will face the music after decades of rumors accusing him of sexual assault. Chicago prosecutors charge him with 10 counts of aggravated sexual abuse. The charges list 4 victims, with at least 3 being underage.
One of the allegations of sexual abuse notes the use of force or threat of force. Last week, a grand jury convened to investigate an alleged sex tape.
Fox's Michelle Polino, R. Kelly due in bond court tomorrow. President Trump says he'll reject a House resolution that aims to block his emergency declaration to build a southern border wall.
100%. And I don't think it survives a veto. We have too many smart people that want border security, so I can't imagine it could survive a veto, but I will veto it, yes.
Democrats planning to vote on that resolution next week. 16 states have sued the president over the emergency declaration, saying it's unconstitutional. This is Fox News.
It's All Request Friday, 272-9228. Greg, Young, Joey, and Rosie.
911, what is your emergency?
I nailed my finger to a birdhouse accidentally.
Do you have some bacon?
Bacon.
Bacon, that's right.
I had bacon left over from dinner last night.
Rub some bacon on it.
What?
On your hand, just do it. Rub some bacon on it.
That's all there is to it? What if I drop my phone?
Rub some bacon on it.
Or encounter my clone?
Rub some bacon on it.
I get mononucleosis.
Rub some bacon on it.
My nude pics get posted.
Rub the bacon on it. Rub the bacon on it. Rub the bacon on it. Yeah.
My home gets foreclosed.
Rub some bacon on it.
My cat explodes.
Rub some bacon on it.
I wake up in a trunk.
Rub some bacon on it.
My friend goes steampunk.
Rub some bacon on it.
I meet real pirates.
Rub some bacon on it.
There's an awkward silence. I say something unintentionally racist.
Rub some bacon on it.
I'm an adult with braces.
Rub some bacon on it.
I can't swim.
Rub some bacon on it.
I'm visited by Mr. Tim.
Hey, boy.
Rub the bacon on it. Bacon on it.
questions.
What if I feed the troll? I'm attacked by a narwhal. The apocalypse started. I think I might have sharted.
What's that? Your imagination broke them all the time. I'll request Friday with Mitch.
You only go to a restaurant on the weekends, it gets busy, so they got to start a waiting list. They start calling out names. They say, like, Dufresne, party of two. Table ready for Dufresne, party of two. And if no one answers, they'll say the name again. Dufresne, party of two. But then if no one answers, they'll just go right on to the next name. Bush, party of three. Yeah, but what happened to the Dufresnes? No one seems to care. Who can eat at a time like this? People are missing. You people are selfish. The Dufresnes are in someone's trunk right now with duct tape over their mouth. And they're hungry. That's a triple whammy. We need help. Bush, search party of three. You can eat once you find the Dufresnes. Thank you.
8 minutes after 5 on News Talk 93.1 FM. Other odds and ends floating around in the world of news. If Jussie Smollett thought he was going back to friendly territory, rejoining the cast of Empire, that turned out not to be the case. In fact, the cast, in an unofficial vote, wanted him fired. So he is being written out for the last two episodes of the show. Now, I don't know if they're going to not pay him, because we all know the reason that he needed to express his oppression was that he was laboring for a mere $1 million salary.
Tisk, tisk.
I mean, gosh, it's
he cast a pall on the rest of the staff.
Oh, he did. And, you know, it's, you know, we call it Trump derangement syndrome kind of in a joking way, but it really is a mental illness. And I don't get it. What's he doing that's got everybody jumping off the deep end into the deep end of the pool? I don't get it. It's like everything's getting better. We have peace breaking out. We have China cutting deals. Our stock market is going up by leaps and bounds. There's opportunity everywhere. There's more jobs than people to fill them. And all this man wants to do is protect American citizens from non-citizens who break into the country without permission and have done horrible things. Not a few insulated incidents, as the great Oliver Wendell Douglas once said, but by the tens of thousands. And no American citizen should have to be a victim of a crime committed by someone who doesn't belong here.
Or a rogue disease.
Oh, we've had tuberculosis.
Yes.
I've even read somewhere that polio. There have been isolated cases. We can't have that coming back.
No.
So I just don't get it, why they're so crazy. It's just, you know, he's got to show that this whole thing. Well, that's what the left does. They just call it a name. They don't care about facts. And they just run, or they run with the story. Now, hopefully, like with the Covenant Catholic kids, those libel suits will do some serious damage to the Washington Post. And the celebrities, they're suing everybody. They are going after everybody who made a public statement condemning those kids because it wasn't their fault.
It's amazing how much influence celebrity has on people, because I read a number of Facebook posts when the Jussie Smollett story first broke, and they were talking about how he was treated, and you know, and at that time not all the facts were out, and you thought, oh, we just didn't need this.
That, there's we got that
so
story here
division.
In a morning
anyway.
Show prep on January 30th, and I said that morning at 6:10, this is a complete pile of crap.
I remember you saying that, but you're familiar with Chicago and you knew the area and knew what was going, you understood the context of the whole incident.
But for Trump supporters anywhere, hearing that somebody chanted, this is MAGA country,
yeah,
that's a red flag right there. I've never heard that said by anybody.
Right.
But when you're filled with hate and that's driving your bus, you'll make up something stupid like that.
And unfortunately, I think, you know, the people that will go after this story and really embrace it have issues on their heart concerning, you know, racism.
Hey, I got a wonderful compliment today from my friend David Blackman from dbdailyupdate.com. Whoops, I don't want to see AOC. I was reposting his blog today, which is, for me, must read daily, period. Rasmussen, Trump approval, 49% in Rasmussen, 47 in Harris. That's amazing. That is amazing.
Especially when you consider what he's come against. I mean, or what has come against him.
I would add 10 points to any of those numbers just because I think people are afraid. Well, they see what happens to people who support Trump.
Right.
You face a social media lynching.
They are maligned.
Okay, so I was making fun of he wrote a great blog today about the truth about high-speed rail. High-speed rail, you think, you know, and it is kind of exciting to be on a train that goes 180 miles an hour. But think about that in the context of going from New York to L.A. You're talking about a day to make a trip you could do in 5 hours in an airplane.
Right.
That's what they want us, this idiot wants us to go back to. So I said there's no such thing as high-speed rail, and I said the first stop on your daily commute to the truth. And he picked it up. Check out my new tagline, courtesy of Greg Boudel. I am so flattered.
Yay.
Yay for
me. He's a great guy.
Stuff like that really, that makes your day. When somebody, this guy has an incredible reach with his blog. And he is so well-known in Texas because he works in the oil business. That's where his expertise is. That's where he's made his living and his money. But he does the blog. As it started out as a little hobby. And for a lot of us, writing becomes like a way to express your frustrations with the news and so forth. Did you miss the David Blackman news?
Really? What's going on?
He says, check out my new tagline, courtesy of Greg Boudel. The first stop in your daily commute to the truth, because he had a great article on high-speed rail.
Yeah.
And there is no high-speed rail. High-speed, relatively speed, to what? It's a joke.
Right. I would love to see the Elon Musk Hyperloop technology advance. Have you seen any of that?
No.
It's really cool stuff. Essentially, it's a tube that's vacuum sealed, and you can travel at incredibly fast speeds.
I was going to say, 50 years ago,
yeah.
I don't like starting sentences with 50 years ago.
You know, you should own it. Your generation, boomer through and through, own it.
I think it was in Life magazine, about how we would travel in the future, and it talked about tube travel.
Mm-hmm.
That they would be able to construct tubes that in a matter of minutes could take you from L.A. to Japan.
Well, that's not what he's thinking of, but, I mean, we're not there yet. But it would be frictionless and incredibly fast.
I just wanted you to know the concept was around a while back.
Oh, yeah. What's really cool about Elon Musk is he will take things that seem completely unfeasible and make it work. I mean, recently, I think I just saw the news today that SpaceX, I believe working for some private firm in Israel, just did the first private moon vessel and journey. I'm not sure exactly what they're doing, but they successfully landed the booster rockets, even though there was rough weather. So that's now proving successful.
I'm glad you called them the booster rockets and not the boomer rockets.
Right.
I would have been offended.
Oh, and I got a texted request.
Oh?
For the fruitcake lady.
The fruitcake lady.
Indeed.
All right, let me see how I've got her in the system. I have fruit fly satisfaction. Fruitcake lady, there she is. And if you ever need to find her, she's right next to this classic.
Kill the wabbit, kill the wabbit, kill the wabbit.
Kill the wabbit.
I got bad news.
Hmm. You can't find the fruit plate?
No, I found it, but the cart is dead.
Oh, no.
Looks like
it's out of date.
I am so sorry about this. And just, no. No, what category is that? Hang on, don't give up yet. It takes a lot more than this to discourage me. 272-9228. All right. I got to go to a different category to find the original. Scroll down. See, I'm determined, Joey. It's all right. Fruitcake Lady. There you go. Expires 10607. It's been in the system for a long time. And now it's back.
Yay!
I fixed it. Just like that.
It's one of Mr. Spotlow's favorites. He's the one who texted me to request it.
We are happy to please Mr. Spotlow on this show. We'll check traffic in just a moment. Let's check out your next ride at Jack Ingram. Been meaning to do that for the last several minutes, so let's get to it. At Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, where you're going to find real value when your budget requires you to go pre-owned. There's a lot of options out there, but I can tell you one thing. Having made the mistake, I would never again buy a pre-owned vehicle from a place that doesn't have a service department. That's gambling. Because I did that. And less than 1,000 miles after I bought the car, I'm on the side of I-75 in 97-degree heat. Hershey's a puppy. I think we're both going to die. When you go to Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, you are looking at cars that have been thoroughly vetted by their mechanics. So you don't have to have that fear lurking in the back of your head. Did I buy this just before it's going to blow up? On top of that, I'm in Wildwood, Florida, more than half the distance back to Montgomery, and I got to buy a new engine for $4,000 from a gasoline station. Not a good day in my life, I'll tell you. But with Jack Ingram, you are looking at vehicles that have been literally tasked. The mechanics have been tasked with finding a reason not to sell it. Find us any trouble. If you spot it, we're not going to put it on the lot. So everything they sell has been vetted, not just under the hood, but around it as well. Good vehicle history, beautiful paint job, clean, pristine interior, so that it like this Nissan Rogue here. It's a 2013, but it looks brand new to me. And that's what you get, real value. And that's under 10. That's under 8,000 at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, 235 Northeastern Bypass. Or visit online at jackingram.com as we give a big Warhawk welcome to Master Thespian.
Oh, Captain, my Captain, and Joey. How are y'all doing? All right. Well, my request should make you feel much, much better. I would like a double feature, Things Southern Women Say, coupled with Things Emily Says.
All right. How about that? That's good. Southern Women and Emily.
That's what we need to kick off the weekend.
So. Okay, we will get
it
done.
Thank you.
There was one other request.
The Fruitcake Lady?
I found, all right, we got that taken care of. Southern Women number four. I got to re-listen to some of these Southern Women. I'm not sure what they say. Emily, well, let's get traffic for one thing. We're a little bit behind here.
Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic moving on through our 5 o'clock rush hour, and we have an accident for you. It's on the Eastern Boulevard at the Atlanta Highway. Already a busy area, and that's going to complicate things as we try to get over to I-85, so be careful in that area. Lots of traffic, and there now we got the accident to deal with. The Atlanta Highway itself is a zoo. It is busy all the way from the Atlanta Highway out to Taylor Road. If you're going the other way on the Atlanta Highway, it's going to be busy from Coliseum Boulevard all the way back over to the Federal Drive and Street area. Around the Boulevard, it's really slow. It's going to be that way for a little while. You're going to slow down at all the traffic lights, so be careful and watch out for the other guy. If you're headed into Prattville or Wetumpka, no real problems. 31s look just fine this afternoon, so be careful. Mini-term B classes at Trenum State Community College start March 6th, and registration is going on now. Call Trenum State at 420-4200, the college for real careers. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
If you get hurt in a car wreck and the insurance company offers you a tiny check, say no. Call the Vance Law Firm now.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Former Vice President Al Gore was in Lowndes County Thursday making a call for ecological justice across Alabama. He spoke at the Jackson Steel Community Center. He says soil, air, and water contaminated by some industries are causing health problems for poor people all over the country. Newly released crime data shows overall crime rates are going down in Greenville. Police Chief Justin LaVorne says crime is down 38% from 2017 to 2018. He says that decrease is because of community-based patrolling and updated officer training. And Republican South Alabama Congressman Bradley Byrne was in the capital city Thursday stumping for votes. He recently announced his campaign to unseat Democratic U.S. Senator Doug Jones. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com. Montgomery Subaru.
Rich Thomas Weather. Hi, everybody. Our much above normal temperatures continue for at least another day. For tonight, some widely scattered showers or thunderstorms are possible. Overnight low temperature in the middle 60s. Tomorrow, slight chance of an afternoon shower or thunderstorm. Otherwise, very warm for February. I think the high temperature will be around 83. And by the way, that would tie the record for tomorrow. Saturday night, showers and thunderstorms. We're looking at a possibility of a severe weather situation, too. Our weather app will keep you on top of any watches or warnings for your area. Then cooler 66 for a high on Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
What's getting in the way of you living your best life, your prime life? Visit Prime South Bank, and you'll find the service and tools for you to enjoy a prime life. From free checking to the perks of personal attention, Prime South Bank is ready to serve you in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, Montgomery, and online. Member FDIC.
All right, we were mocking the village idiot of America, AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, for her high-speed rail nonsense. But there is one man who is ahead of her and everybody else when it comes to traveling overseas. And he's coming up by request. The Fruitcake Lady, Things Southern Women Say, Things Emily Says, and more.
Alabama weather will never fail to surprise you. Our lawns hardly get a chance to have any downtime. And as usual, it's already time to start getting ready for spring. This year, save the hard work and aggravation and call Alabama Lawns, the River Region's leader in weed control and fertilization services. What makes Alabama Lawns the River Region's best? It's the people. They have the experience, education, and commitment to customer satisfaction. Ask your neighbors. Alabama Lawns has been the Montgomery Advertiser's Reader's Choice Award winner 7 years in a row. The Alabama Lawns staff is made up of long-term employees and agronomy graduates, and the staff at Alabama Lawns attend annual continuing education classes. It pays to have someone that knows southern grass types and how to keep them green and flourishing. Call Alabama Lawns today at 272-7171 and let them show you real value in a lawn maintenance service. Alabama Lawns, the company with black trucks and green lawns. 272-7171.
Brittany here with Wholesale Hunter, your destination for hunting, shooting, and camping gear. We are located in Wetumpka at the intersection of Highway 14 and Fire Tower Road. Our storefront is open weekdays from 9 till 5, but you can visit us anytime at wholesalehunter.com. We carry a variety of firearms, ammo, optics, and reloading supplies. Call us at 888-900-4868. Please stop by and see us in Wetumpka or visit our website at wholesalehunter.com. That's wholesalehunter.com. Again, wholesalehunter.com.
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
Hi, folks. This is Rick Clark with Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. I'd like to take just a minute to talk to you about our experience with Blue Water Broadcasting. One of the hot topics in our staff meetings is spending advertising dollars. If your company or firm is anything like Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing, those dollars are limited, so you have to spend them wisely. That's why we choose Blue Water Broadcasting. Our marketing analysis has proven consistently that spending advertising dollars with Blue Water Broadcasting has contributed significantly to our bottom line. And for that, Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing is truly grateful. So, if you want to spend your advertising dollars wisely, choose Blue Water Broadcasting and see the difference.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Are you tired of exposing your retirement to stock market risk? How would you like to participate in stock market gains but never stock market losses? Join Hintz Ellis to find out how this Saturday at 10 a.m. for the Retirement and Income Radio Show on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Thank you for calling. This is Sylvia. Who am I speaking with?
This is Dr. Sidimarazibo. I need to get a truck from you.
And from what city and state would you be picking that up?
I'm coming from the Birmingham, because I'm tired of everything in Alabama. Do you ever come to the Birmingham, ma'am?
I've never been to Alabama.
I'm sick of this.
All right, and in what city and state will you be dropping off that equipment?
I'm going from the Birmingham, Alabama to Nasaka, Nigeria.
So you want to take a U-Haul from Birmingham to Nigeria?
Yes, ma'am.
I don't think that's possible. How are you going to get
it? I have my money. I have money.
But how are you going to take a truck across the ocean?
There's freeway. There's freeway on the map I have.
There's a freeway?
Yes, ma'am.
What freeway is that?
Miami, Nigeria freeway. It comes down across from Cuba, and then you stop for gas in Jamaica because that is the last gas station before you go across to Africa.
We don't run our trucks out internationally, though. I can't do that for you.
I will bring you back truck.
I understand that, but U-Haul doesn't run the trucks internationally like
because
that.
We are leaving, and can I speak, manager, please?
Sure.
Good. U-Haul, speak, manager. You don't have a hitch on your car. U-Haul.
Hello, sir.
Hello.
Yes, so what is the question now?
Hello, yeah. Are you supervisor, sir?
I am.
Good. This is Dr. Sidimarazibo. And I talked to your very, very rude employee, man, about I need to rent truck to leave from the Birmingham, Alabama, and I go back home to the Nasaka, Nigeria.
Okay, we don't let any trucks out of the States, except to Canada, because we have a contract there. We don't let them go to Mexico, anywhere else except the United States. We don't even allow trucks to go from the States to Hawaii.
Is that because you do not trust the Nigerians, sir?
Sir, I have nothing else to say. I understand. I cut it on the call, so I'm going to go ahead and let you go now.
Sir, just let me explain.
I'm going to go ahead and let you go.
I tried to explain to you, buddy. Did you all...
Okay, I'm going to let you go. We don't allow our trucks out of the States.
Explain. Please let me explain, sir, because my sons, me and my wife. My wife is an American wife, Susie. And the Americans, they make fun of my boys, and that's why I take them home, so they can get better education and get a good job.
Okay, but we still don't allow our trucks to go out of the States. Okay?
There's freeway from Miami that goes to the Nigeria.
Okay, you have a good day.
I stop for gas in Jamaica.
Bye-bye.
Come to Jamaica and feel all right. One heart. One love.
You must have a lot of time on your hands.
Come to Jamaica and...
Joey, what do you say we took a look at these first day of spring training baseball scores?
The Gillette Cavalcade of Sports is on the air.
Let's go around the horn here.
Oh, yeah.
The Tigers win their exhibition baseball opener 13-2.
Yeah, but it's not about who wins or loses. It's exhibition year. Season.
Sure it is.
The Philadelphia Phillies beat the Rays 3-2. That was a tight one.
Oh, yeah. I mean, one run difference. Can't get any tighter.
But, of course, you know, you got to wonder if the Phillies are going to end up with the Bryce Harper guy.
Yeah, I mean, that'll put them over the hump.
What hump? I'm sorry. That's just, like, so out of Young Frankenstein, I can't resist. And the Seattle Mariners have defeated the A's 8-1. Those two teams will open the season in Tokyo this year.
Yeah, but it's... I mean,
they're going to take occasional Cortex's high-speed rail to travel over there.
Talk about going from the West Coast to the Far East.
All that snow up there must have energized them.
You know what? There was some climate change idiot scientist who published... I think it was a year ago, said, prepare, this is for the skiing areas of Southern California.
Okay.
That to expect 64% less snow in the years ahead because of climate change, global warming. This year, they've had so much snow, they can't even plow the roads to get to the resorts. Just STFU, okay? Just shut up, get something else to do, and stop making up crap. and now the fruitcake lady.
Beatrice, I'm from Wisconsin. I just turned 18, and I'll be voting for my first time in November. I was wondering if you had any advice. How do I vote?
How do you vote? Oh, my God, woman, you mean you're asking somebody in Florida how to vote?
Hi, I'm calling from New Jersey. My husband's always complaining about working so hard. How do I get him off the couch to mow the lawn?
Why can't you mow the lawn? Do you have a riding lawnmower? If you have a riding lawnmower, there's no problem. And you can certainly get your fat ass on that and do that.
Hi, my name is Tiffany. I'm from Colorado. My boyfriend always has his hands down his pants while we're watching TV. How do I get him to stop?
God. Well, what does he think? He's going to run away or something? Has he got to hold on to it? I don't know. There's something wrong with him. Nobody's going up and steal it from him.
I'm Matt from Fullerton, California, and my question is, how many gingerbread men can I fit in my mouth at once?
Now, you know, if that is not the guy, you know something? You really make me mad when you come with me a question like that. You put, I don't care, just tin up your ass as far as I'm concerned. Never heard anything so sick.
Hi, my name's Lindsay Miller. I'm from Kansas City, Missouri. When a man has a lot of sex partners, he's called a stud. But what do you call a woman with a lot of partners?
She's a whore.
Hey, my name is Lynn, and I'm from Moultrie, Georgia. I hate the black spot in Jay's hair. I think you should dye it. What do you think?
The only way Jay Leno looks good is the way he is now. Because Jay Leno is not good looking. Well, he doesn't have a good body. He has no butt at all. He has no butt. It's flat as a flitter.
My name is Lindsay Falco, and I'm from Portobello, California. And I would like to know what advice you can give to newlyweds to achieve a happy, successful marriage.
The advice I would give newlyweds is never go to bed mad at each other. That's the most important thing. And another important thing is to always, the woman should always keep herself clean and attractive in every sense of the word. Keep yourself clean. Keep Miss clean all the time. Inside and out. Put on your best gown. Get a little perfume on you. Crawl in that bed. And I guarantee you, Miss will have a time of her life.
Hello, I'm Mary Rooney from Boston. Now that you're on TV and a role model for youngsters, don't you think you should stop using bad language?
Hell no.
The fruitcake lady. There's got to be more of her online.
Oh, I'd imagine so.
I just received...
Rosie is not impressed, Greg.
Well, no, I was going to say one thing about getting older is people just... say whatever they think.
Yes, know. We do.
And it just doesn't, you know.
Stop caring in that regard.
Yeah.
Some people mellow
like
out.
Whatever
I've seen
comes
that.
Out. My mom, I'm telling you, in the last years of her life, I'd go, Mom! And, you know, I mean, my mom's always been the epitome of virtue, but she would come out with some things sometimes that I'm like, Mom, where did that come from?
Well, we used to work with somebody here who, you know, in the accident witness bit, little old lady that looks like Mother Goose starts hitting the guy with a purse. And then the Bible reminded me of somebody.
Oh, yeah.
That's who I envision getting out of the car of little old ladies and beating the crap out of the guy with the cigarette hanging out of his mouth. Mm-hmm. 5:35 on this talk. Speaking of accidents, what a timely subject with Montgomery Paint and Body on the docket here, huh?
Indeed.
MPB, with 30 years, let me just say this. They, of course, have all the latest technologies in automotive body repair at MPB. But what they've had for 30 years that not everybody else can claim is integrity. It used to be an industry that was loaded with game playing, so to speak, where if you overlook this part of the repair, you can pocket that money. Well, it's just not in Donnie Turner's DNA to do that. In fact, by his own word, he said, you know, I was lucky to stay in business, but I wasn't going to buckle, you know, under that kind of pressure and cheat the customer that way. And that is a value that his son Brandon has embraced. And that's why MPB is now the gold standard in automotive body repair to such an extent. I don't need to name the insurance company, but they're big. And they recently came to MPB and videoed their repair procedures to show others this is the way it should be done. And when I say that Donnie Turner has an eagle eye when a car is getting ready to be represented to its owner after it's been fixed, I was there. Man, the car looks stunning, as nice as it did the day I bought it from Tip Thames at Jack Ingram. But I saw him wrinkle his eyebrows. He saw something, and that just turned out to be a little spot of dust on the side door. And he said, take that back and wipe that off. And they did. That's the level of perfection that they seek to achieve at Montgomery Paint and Body. Don't forget to ask to visit the Rich Thomas suite when you visit there. There's a pinball machine in there. We're getting ready to sort of turn it into a Rich Thomas Hall of Fame. And if I keep hitting mailboxes and dodging rabbits in the middle of the dark night, I may have a wing too someday. MPB 27 Rec with a W on the Boulevard at East Shirley Lane. Now, it looks like there's a lot going on. Let's see what Pilaki has in the traffic dungeon.
About halfway through with the Friday rush hour, and Montgomery Skywatch traffic has a lot of cars out there. You be careful. If you're on I-85 northbound and you're trying to get off on the boulevard and head towards Wetumpka, slow down when you take the exit because it's backed up all the way around that circle exit. Be careful there. We have an accident on the southbound exit onto I-85 at the boulevard as well. That's causing a little bit of a jam up. The biggest problem is right there over the interstate. People trying to turn left to go 85 north. People trying to go straight. Everybody's going every which way. So be careful and watch out for the other guy there. Around the boulevard, it's still crowded everywhere you go. You're going to have problems at the Troy Highway around by the truck stop on I-65 as well. On I-65, no problems. It's running great north and south. On I-85, everything's moving along pretty smooth until you get to the interchange. You're going to slow down there as you do every day. So let's be careful out there and see if we can get home safely. Premier Place is the ultimate shopping experience. Shop Profession Nails and Spa. It's Fashion, Sally Beauty, Cato Fashions, T-Mobile, and more. It's all at Premier Place in Prattville, another great McClinton & Company development. I'm Jeff Blake. Montgomery Skywatch traffic.
If you've been injured in an accident and you need a ride, we will pick you up and bring you to the Vance Law Firm. Just dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
It's 5:39. Here's Chris. Good afternoon.
How y'all doing this afternoon, Joey?
I'd say pretty good.
Good.
Yeah, you were talking about the fruitcake lady earlier. There definitely is some more videos on YouTube of her, but have you ever seen those episodes or clips of her, Greg?
I didn't understand what you said. The clips of her what?
Well, I think from what I remember seeing, there used to be, you know, I think it was part of like a late night show where she was part of a special, and people would send her in videotapes of the recordings of her, of them asking her questions, and it was a live show, and you could see her react. Especially about the guy, about the gingerbread men, and what she told to stick, where to stick it, and everything, and her expression, and the way she responded was priceless.
Well, I think we're going to have to do a little more research and come up with some more clips, because right now the only one we have is the one I just played, and I will look into it. Anything else you might want to hear this afternoon?
I'm okay. I mean, the fruitcake lady made my day and my weekend, so I hope y'all have a good weekend as well.
You too, Chris. 5:40 on News Talk 93.1 FM. I hope to be up to participating in the Millbrook Mardi Gras Parade tomorrow. I've done it, I think, 11 or 12 years.
Wow.
But I got to feel better than I do right now.
But you look like you feel better than you did when you came in.
That's because of you and Joey and the fun and the callers and There's some good news out there today, too, so that's helped. But I'm starting to sputter to the finish line here. And the Joey Clark Radio Hour is now 19 minutes away.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits, good home time, and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Our much above normal temperatures continue for at least another day. For tonight, some widely scattered showers or thunderstorms are possible. Overnight low temperature in the middle 60s. Tomorrow, slight chance of an afternoon shower or thunderstorm. Otherwise, very warm for February. I think the high temperature will be around 83. And by the way, that would tie the record for tomorrow. Saturday night, showers and thunderstorms. We're looking at a possibility of a severe weather situation, too. Our weather app will keep you on top of any watches or warnings for your area. Then cooler 66 for a high on Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
ASC Credit Union, offering 90-day no-pay auto loans. Buy that ride today and pay nothing for 90 days. Offer expires March 31st, 2019. Other terms and conditions may apply, subject to change without notice. Contact a representative for further details. Equal opportunity lender. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your credit union.
The Dampier Law Firm, PC 55 North Section Street, Fairhope, Alabama, is responsible for this advertisement. No representation is made that the quality of the legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Attention all active or retired military. If you are diagnosed with tinnitus or hearing loss after using yellow and black or yellow and olive dual-ended earplugs, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. These earplugs permitted damaging sounds to enter the ear canal. If you served in the military and were later diagnosed with hearing loss or tinnitus, call 800-619-0725 right now to see if you qualify for significant cash compensation. The manufacturer knew of the defect, but did not warn its customers. Complaints allege that the manufacturer manipulated test results to make it appear that the plugs met government standards. If you deployed to Iraq or Afghanistan anytime from 2003 through 2015 and are now suffering from diagnosed hearing loss or tinnitus, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Call 800-619-0725 right now. Hurry, time is limited. Call 800-619-0725 now to see if you qualify for cash compensation. Call 800-619-0725. That's 800-619-0725. 800-619-0725.
Hey, y'all, Lewis at the Capitol Oyster Bar right down here on the Alabama River. It's this beautiful Montgomery Marina site where we're also putting in a campground. That's right. If you hadn't heard the news, we're fixing up down here and putting a little RV resort in down here for you on the river. That'd be a fun time because we're always looking to have a good time cooking up fresh seafood from the Gulf. And you know, we got plenty of river down here. You want to come down here and sit down here and watch the river roll by and eat that steamed oysters, steamed snow crabs, steamed shrimp from Argentina, those Royal Rio shrimp. I know you got some good eating there. And we also bring you some fine entertainment. This Sunday, we're going back to Chicago. You know, it's cold in Chicago, and here it is. Everybody from Chicago's heading south. We're lucky because this week, James Armstrong and his band are back in town. That's right, another award winner, James Armstrong from Chicago, out here at the Capitol Oyster Bar. So y'all get on down here soon, come hungry, and check out our website, capitaloysterbar.com, and Facebook, and you'll see all your information. So we're going to be looking for you to get down here soon.
Hey, Lyle Fields speaking to you one more time from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry, now in the Pet Food Shops on Vaughan Road. Guess what? Got some old history you want to get rid of? We're talking jewelry now. Jewelry, gemstones, or anything like that. Or maybe some wonderful heirloom jewelry that you want to remake. Whatever it is, Marguerite's will either buy, remake, sell, trade, swap, whatever you call it. Come in, and we're going to let you walk out with something beautiful or a check in your hand. Come see us at Marguerite's, now in the Pep Tree Shops. Thanks.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Is she wearing a bra? What on God's green earth is twerking?
It's how you twerk!
That's tacky beyond words. I'm gonna pray for her.
She's so skinny, she's gonna fall through her butt and hang herself.
I wouldn't pee in her ear if her brain was on fire.
Mm-mm. Sorry I'm late. Sorry I'm late. Am I late?
Does this picture look cattywampus to you?
Looks like it's gonna clabber up and squirt.
This year, I'm only putting up 6 Christmas trees. They got scrapbooking toolkits on sale up at the Walmart.
Oh, she should have fried this turkey. This cake's so good, made me want to slap my mama. Hey, can you carry me to Krispy Kreme?
You want some deer hash?
You want me to bring little men or cheese sandwiches?
Cam Newton, you can eat crackers in my bed anytime.
Is this dressy enough for tailgating? Sick 'em! Woof, woof, woof! Clowny, I beg you, hit him. Hotty toddy, gosh almighty, who in the hell are we? Hey,
don't send me the Uber!
Don't make me call Santa. I done told you that 50-11 times.
Don't you make me call Santa.
Act like y'all got some sense.
I'm calling Santa.
You didn't flush the commode.
You can't wear that.
Are you just gonna sit there all day and watch fishing?
You can't wear that either.
Did you delete my Atlanta Housewives?
Would you fill mine up too?
I'm gonna make you grin like a possum eating sweet taters.
You're so hot, I could slap you up with a biscuit. If you cheat on me, I will jerk you ball-headed.
You can't ride two horses with one ass.
How can a Yankee win Miss America 2 years in a row?
This Garcinia Cambogia ain't worth a crap.
My weave itches.
Can y'all tell I got Botox?
Y'all get my hair wet, it's gonna be hell to pay.
Why is everything such a rigmarole?
She's her mama up one side and down the other.
This is the real deal right here.
This is news you can use. If you don't want to go that hard in the paint, you rebel.
I love Fred Rock!
Because he's freaking Elvis, man.
I love the ampersand.
We should be so lucky, sweetheart. I like bourbon. I like to party. I'll have Botox at one point in my life. Way to be a team freaking player, Jay. It's not mothers offering up their sons. It's fathers offering up their sons. You don't want that, big goober. That's what we need to do as a group exercise. What are we gonna do now? Don't be grouchy, big old poopy chickens. This is news you can use till somebody gets a fist upside their face.
Ooh, I want to slap you right now.
Blah 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 blah. Roll Tide.
They got the old Geico Camel commercial on TV. It's on the monitor here in the studio. And I think it was Eddie Bader sent me a video clip of a camel chasing a guy around the car.
Yeah.
I guess they can get testy. There's so much going on. Oh, I'm sorry, Rosie.
They'll spit at you.
Really?
Yes.
Camels will just spit at you?
Yes.
This is an interesting little story here. A group of young people, including elementary school children associated with the environmentalist group, the Sunrise Movement. That sounds like something off the early bird special at the Fountain Diner. It's the Sunrise Movement with prune juice. Sunny. Visited Senator Dianne Feinstein's office to ask the California Democrat to support the new Green Deal. In a video posted by the Sunrise Movement, the exchange between her and the group grew testy when she began disputing facts the kids were stating. See, this is what they're doing. They're targeting kids, and now they want to lower the voting age to 16?
Oh, please.
Oh, my God.
I don't think they should be driving at 16, some of them.
Support the new Green Deal. With smugness and disrespect, I hate to tell you what, kids, but that's exactly what you deserve. You're 13 years old. Figure out what's what and then get back to us, okay? Never ends. That's the left, man. Relentless. They never stop. That's why we can't... You know, Tea Party changed a lot of things. Then everybody went back to their life and... Guess who's filling that vacuum? The occasional Cortexes and the Rasheed Tlaibs and the, who's that bitch, or woman?
Rasheed Tlaib?
that Minnesota congresswoman, that bag of hate. Bunch of crap. This is that brand of paint that I mentioned that's now carrying the John Lee name on it. It is solar proof, low sheen. That means it's 100% acrylic. You can use it on the exterior. It is self-priming. I did not know that was possible. And this is something you can only get for the exterior of your home at John Lee Paints. I'm going to get this because we need to do touch-up work in our patio. There's a lot of traffic through there, so the doors get little nicks and dents and weather and mold. And they nothing can make any part of your house on the exterior look brand new and, what's the word, curb appeal, more than fresh paint in places where it's needed. So this is solar-proof low sheen. That means you put it on, and here in the South, in the hot Alabama sun, it's going to hold its look. Ask about it at John Lee Paints, where they can sell you anything you need to produce a perfect outcome. I didn't know either that John Lee Paints also is a place you can get Insulex, which is a chlorinated rubber swimming pool paint, if your paint or pool needs to be repainted with a semi-gloss finish. And that, too, can make a huge difference. Something you'd want to do if you had a house with a pool that you were looking to sell. And, of course, Richards Paint, the best interior paint on the planet. Any questions, ask the pros. They can give you the answers at John Lee Paints, 34 Coliseum Boulevard, just north of Atlanta Highway. Our final look at traffic.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center, helping hunters be successful for over 35 years. No gimmicks, no magic seed, just sound planting practices that work with the products, supplies, and knowledge you need to get the big bucks. See them at 1154 South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic as we move into the end of the 5 o'clock rush hour. Things are lightening up a little bit, but it is Friday afternoon, so it's still real busy out there. The boulevard still has a lot of stop-and-go traffic around the traffic lights. You know where the jam-ups are going to be. The biggest one right now is the I-85 intersection, so watch out if you're on the boulevard in that area. We have a lot of jam-ups on the boulevard, so be really careful as you move your way around town. Traffic has started moving again on both interstates without any problems. We look like we're about at a speed limit ride out there. If you're headed into Prattville or Wetumpka, don't worry. It's pretty much a speed limit ride. There's a little bit of a jam up on 231 north as you head up towards Redland Road, but other than that, there's not many problems. If you're going into Prattville, you can pick between 65 and 31 without any trouble. The lot is full of pickups, SUVs, and crossovers at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter, and more are on the way. They gotta go, and that means you save money. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance. Call the Vance Law Firm locally at 333-3333. Just dial 3 to talk to me.
No representation is made for the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
I always dreamed of a house full of kids, noisy, happy, and filled with laughter. A home where we connect as a family, one that connects us to the community. Well, thanks to Guardian Credit Union, we got a house. We got our connection. We've put down roots, and we are home. Okay, I'm coming.
Connect family with a Guardian home loan. Apply online at myguardiancu.com. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity. NMLS number 912757.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Brittany here with Wholesale Hunter, your destination for hunting, shooting, and camping gear. We are located in Wetumpka at the intersection of Highway 14 and Fire Tower Road. Our storefront is open weekdays from 9 till 5, but you can visit us anytime at wholesalehunter.com. We carry a variety of firearms, ammo, optics, and relating supplies. Call us at 888-900-4868. Please stop by and see us in Wetumpka or visit our website at wholesalehunter.com. That's wholesalehunter.com. Again, wholesalehunter.com.
Mike Rogers is a rare builder who survived 2008. Many didn't. And is using his skills to redevelop blighted neighborhoods. Learn more on the next What's Working with Cam Marston. Saturday at noon on News Talk 93.1.
All right. For some reason, it's 5:55. But I owe you a few minutes, woo-hoo, don't I? Sure. What's coming up on the Joey Clark Radio Hour?
We're just going to have some fun. It's a Friday free-for-all. So whatever comes to mind.
Free-for-all, that's like a wrestling term, isn't it?
No. Not really. I mean, Royal Rumble, Battle Royale, Fatal Three Way.
No, there are websites for that. You don't. Rosie, what do you think about this idea? A Florida church is drawing attention to boosting attendance for weekly service that welcomes dogs. It's sort of like Bark in the Park, except bring your dog to church.
Well,
they say these services are particularly attractive to people who live alone with their pets and who are like me and feel guilty when they're...
I think it would be distracting.
I was about to say, how pious and respectful are these dogs? Like, can you see Briscoe or Hershey behaving?
Well, And when you get Hershey, a bunch of strange dogs in the same place, yeah, you don't know if they're going to be adversarial or...
Yeah, that could be.
It could be a free-for-all. Well,
that could be great, though, if they were trained. It's like, you know, in Catholic Mass, it's now offer each other the sign of peace, and peace be with you, and you shake people's hands, and the dogs would be like...
Or if they sit up and do this.
Hershey would probably be okay, but Briscoe, I'm afraid that he would, they'd be doing the processional outside the church after the service, and somebody would... He's not really that well housebroken yet.
Well, and it doesn't necessarily have to be in a church building, per se. I think church can be done anywhere.
An outdoor event, a picnic or something like that, yes. Mm-hmm. But a church service, I mean, Sunday mornings, I'm going to worship God.
Right.
You know, so anything that takes my attention away from that is like distracting.
Like the kid with the Tonka truck and the Cheerios right in front of you.
Do they really?
Oh, I've seen it.
Yeah, well, they're trying to keep their child occupied so they don't.
Right. Oh, and I get that, but it's like
each other.
Can you get them something to occupy their attention that isn't like you can bang against the other pew?
Mm-hmm.
That'd be nice.
Fortunately for us, we have nursery, preschool, kid life, middle school, and youth.
Oh, wow. Nice.
So, something for everyone.
My parents sent us to church with the neighbors, and this kid, Billy Jones, was the 84 of my childhood, if you will.
Uh-oh. Mm-hmm.
And it was impossible to go to anything, solemn or otherwise, without him making me laugh.
You had an 84 in your life?
He's like, it's the same kind of thing like my news buddy when the plus-size models were coming out.
Right,
telling me not to make any jokes or wisecracks during the show, and then leaning over and telling me they're coming out trunk to tail. And I'm supposed to do it with a straight face. I talk like this for the whole night.
Mm-hmm.
And then saying the devil made me do it.
One last good word, if I may.
When
Georgia
gonna,
Floors Direct.
You going to blame Eve next? When you eat that? Yeah, eating that apple? That forbidden fruit?
Well, I'll stand by what the fruitcake lady said a few minutes back.
Well, let's get to Georgia Floors.
We were talking about, well,
please.
You know, guys, you know,
moving
they
right
have
along.
Been with a lot of women. They're called what? You know, it's...
Mm-hmm.
What do you call a woman who's been with a lot of men? A whore.
Mm-hmm.
It's in the Bible. Georgia Floors Direct on the 1965 Eastern Boulevard, right next to Ashley Furniture. A flooring destination for 50 years. How does somebody stay in business that long? We have quite a few of those type businesses here on News Talk, and they do it because they come up with a great idea, and they don't try to reinvent the wheel. They're doing today what they did in 1969. They bring in high fashion, popular styles of flooring at a wholesale price. They have it set up so they got a staff that can help a customer navigate all of the choices that are available and the types and styles they're interested in. And then they built a team of installers who guarantee satisfaction after the flooring that's been chosen is put in. It's pretty simple. They haven't had to mess with it, and it still works all these years later. Coming up on their 50th anniversary, Georgia Floors Direct, Jeff Mallinson, and his merry band of floriers welcome you. Again, the address, 1965 Eastern Boulevard, next to Ashley Furniture, a flooring destination for half a century. Rosie, thank you.
Thank you.
Joey?
Greg.
What are you
going
to bring in my heat, cheap heat?
You need to text me to remind me. I mean, I don't know. I want you to match.
Oh.
Like we need a monochromatic scheme going on here.
Well, but if you bring in one for me, you can tell me what color you got.
Bring in your crocodile hunter vest. I got one.